Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're up to Tehillim is Mursamach. Alamnateach al Shushan Edis Mechtam LeDavid LaLamid. Rashi points out, we saw this previously, that this particular Mizmor was very beloved for David. It sort of spoke very deeply to his personal experience. And it begins with an image of victory, but it doesn't stay there. V'atzoso esaram naraim esaram tzava. Vayashav Yoav returned from the battle. Vayachas Edom became Melach. Shneim Asar Alav, 12,000 casualties of war that Yoav defeated. Elohim Zenachtanu Peratztanu Anafta Teshovev Lanu. And then, like on a dime, the Mizmor shifts very dramatically and talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mazniachas and creating a Peretz, disregarding us and a breach. And the tone of the text is very much suggestive of how quickly things can change in life. Here, Ashta Eretz, Pitzamta, Rifash, Varea, Kimata, it's like the ground is shaking. Here, Isa Amcha, Kasha, you treated us with great harshness. Hishkisanu, Yayin, Tarila, we've been made to drink from a very bitter cup. Nasata, Virecha, Neslis, Noses, and yet, then you've given those who fear you, a state of being exalted, a nes lisnoseis, a nes is a pole, very high pole, mipnei koshet zela, kedei la'ameis es dvarecha, to demonstrate the truth of your promises, lamani chatzuni didecha, you've saved those who are your beloved, Hoshea yemincha v'aneni, Elohim diber v'kacho, lo'oza achalka shechem ve'imek suko samadeh, li gilad v'lim nasheh, David HaMelech is expressing his Akar Satov for his dominion over all the Jewish people. Some of the Mefarshim point out that Ruach HaKodesh, David HaMelech saw that this would not last very long, just the days of David and Shlomo. By the time it came to David's grandson, Rechavam, the kingdom would be split. Ephraim rose, Ma'oz Roshi, Yehuda, Mechol Kiki, Moab, Sirachzi, El Edom. David HaMelech is talking about now four nations, Ashlich, Nali, Alai, Pleshes, Yisro'oi, so whether it's Moab, Edom, and the Plishtim, David HaMelech was given great victories over regional enemies. Mi yovileni yir matzor, who brings me successfully into a fortress city like Yavus, like Yerushalayim itself, mi nachani ad Edom, halo ata Elohim znachtano, you, the same God who repudiated us, v'lo seite Elohim b'tzivosenu, then you turn around, havalanu mezras mitzar v'shav teshua asadam, there is no salvation besides your salvation, b'Elohim na'asachayil, we can only do strength with God, and He will be the one to defeat our enemies. So clearly the theme of this Mizmor is how dramatically things can shift, how quickly, how dramatically things can and do change in life. That, again, you know, David HaMelech started the Mizmor with the great victories of Yoav over Aram, and then immediately talked about the Pirtzos and all of the defeats. That the Jewish people either, according to some, Rashi says, for example, that the Jewish people would suffer in the future, that David HaMelech saw in Ruach HaKodesh, or that David HaMelech had suffered, according to others, and then things turn around, that all of a sudden the emphasis is on Yeshua HaShem, which is Keheref Ayin, how things can turn around, and only through Hashem's help, how else would I break through to a city that was a fortress. And so, I think what David HaMelech is expressing here is the idea that sometimes in life it feels like we're on a roller coaster. Sometimes things are really looking up and going smoothly, and then we hit a major bump in the road. Or sometimes it seems like things could not get worse, and when it rains, it pours. And then all of a sudden, you know, things turn around, and maybe one thing, you know, breaks, and then all the other things tend to follow. So sometimes life isn't exactly, you know, placid. Sometimes we really go through these kinds of very challenging experiences. And again, things turn around very quickly. And so, v'nahafochu, we just had, you know, just over a week ago, you know, things can change very dramatically for the better. And sometimes, unfortunately, as we all experience this year, things can change very dramatically in the opposite direction. And just sort of brings to mind the Mishnah Perhiavos of Al Tisya Yishmin HaPuranos, where the Rishonim quote two opposite interpretations. Al Tisya Yishmin HaPuranos is a person for whom things are going very smoothly, shouldn't think that somehow they're beyond Puranos in life. They've got it all figured out. Sometimes when a person, you know, hits it big, and they do very well, they become people of means, they assume that they know the answers to all the questions in life, and they develop a kind of a sense of superiority, and then life can humble them. Mekim me'afar dal, Kadosh Baruch Hu lifts up those who are, defeated. Me'ashpos yerim evyon, but Kadosh Baruch Hu could also be mashpil get him, that Hashem can lower those who have become haughty. But the same is true in the opposite direction. Al tisya yishmen apuranas also means that a person who's really down and out, he should not have yish, he should never have a spirit of despair, because things can turn around very quickly. Nobody knew that better than David HaMelech. The roller coaster of life is true in relationships, it's true in life in general. And I think that David HaMelech, trying to give voice to the experience that Klal Yisrael has very often had, and from the depths, Mimamakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can answer us. Sometimes when we feel like, let's say after 1967, Israel thought it was impregnable and nothing could possibly defeat it, and then the trauma of the Yom Kippur War. So again, we try to maintain a little bit of an even keel when things are good, not to ride too high. When things are down, not to think that it's the end of the world. There's nothing that's the end of the world until the end of the world. Al tisya yishmen apuranos, and in the end of the day, we know Belokim nasa chayil v'hu yavus tzarenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deliver us as a nation in the end. Everybody have a wonderful day.